Hello there. Before this episode starts, I wanted to say that I'm using a new editing software and recording software, and when I was going to upload this episode after finishing editing it, after a few hours of work, all of the audio got ruined, and so now I have to re-upload all of the MP3s into this file and re-edit everything. So, apologies if anything is like scrappily edited. It's because I'm gonna try and do it fast so I don't waste more of my time on this darned episode. So hopefully it turns out well, and hopefully you enjoy this episode. It's a pretty fun one. It's very long because it's basically two episodes packed into one, and hopefully it's not an issue that there's no breaks in this one, despite how long it is, because I don't have much time to edit it left, and I don't want to spend too much time if I lose the files again. So you can obviously take a break whenever you want to. Don't feel like you have to wait for a campfire to take a break in this episode, because there isn't a campfire in the middle. But anyways, enjoy the episode. It's a very interesting mission that was made by Colin, who plays Zero. It was a lot of fun to play, and you'll see what it is. See you later. It's a lovely morning in Rubali. The birds are singing, and children are playing out in the warm sunlight of the early day. You all are waking up from your first night back after Shadow Week. White Tiger has returned home after giving Gen a hug and a stern instruction to respond to her letters more often. That's it. You guys have just returned back from...
To the Gray?
Shadow Week. Yes, to the Gray. For the sake of the story, we'll say that Barth and Marcus, who were the Green Hoods that we were with, you guys just took them back to the school, and they have been reunited with the other Green Hoods, and they've been since released after after the school heard about what was going on, and after Barth helped everybody stop the Spirit of the Forest. But yeah, now it's just a new day, and you guys are free to do anything that you want to do. Obviously, you got your mission duties in the morning, but if you guys want to do anything at the school right now, you guys can go ahead and do it.
Time of day?
Morning.
Just waking up?
How many hours after sunrise?
Three.
Wind pressure?
temperature.
All right. Don't know that.
There's a cold front moving in.
Temperature.
There's traffic on the 102.
A nice 75 Fahrenheit.
Room temperature.
All right.
A nice 72 Fahrenheit. Room
temperature. Can I go to the woods?
The southern wood?
Is there any nearby trees?
Not really, because you guys are in the school right now and you just woken up. You have to go to breakfast soon. You could find a tree if you're looking for a tree.
No, I was going to do some training with my sword.
Yeah, I probably don't have time for that before breakfast, because Gen always sleeps in.
Yeah, I'm pretty sleepy.
If you guys are ready.
Go ahead, Allison.
Allison just has to talk about herself. No, I was just reading through some spell books and stuff and studying. I got a big test coming up
on
spells.
Yeah, we've since leveled up to level 5, so learned some new spells and stuff like that.
Onyx is she's learning to sew.
Oh,
wake up bright and early to sew.
She's trying to sew a stuffed animal plushie for one of her friends.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's it.
Gan is dreaming. He is basically sword fighting a dragon, and Gen has huge wings too. It's this huge airborne like duel with a dragon in the clouds.
That's pretty sweet. So, if you guys are ready after that.
Yeah, Zero is just, he's just restraining his bow, and he's carving it. Yeah, carving into it.
Whittling?
Like whittling into it. Not like...
Not designs or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
With a knife.
Sweet. And then, yeah, you guys get ready and you go down for a breakfast call. And then after breakfast call, you visit the mission board, which is something you haven't done in a couple weeks because you were out in the southern wood.
Wow.
For 1 week.
Wow.
In the outback. Huh?
In the outback.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys go to the mission board, and you actually have a mission for today.
Oh.
Guys, we got a mission.
A couple of the other groups have missions as well. I'm going to go grab the paper.
If no one else is, I'm ready for a mission. Hopefully it's a big basilisk. Crazy water monster kind of thing.
Gen,
let's go see what we got.
So Gen grabs the paper off of the mission board, and
for a while I looked around the other missions to see if anyone had any really cool ones.
Among your level,
yeah,
nobody else has like crazy missions. They're doing like the normal stuff of helping out other villagers in the city.
Alright, being the big dreamer that Gen is, I want to look at the highest level missions on the board.
You walk down the hall to the other end of the board before reading your mission. You just walked away with the paper.
Is it outstanding?
Yeah. you guys are just like, Gen will come back.
Yeah.
He always does. On the upper edge of the board, you make a... Make a stealth check.
Oh.
You're going to try and peek over the shoulder of one of the higher levels.
Huge.
What's the... Is this worth it?
Huge baby?
Yeah. Hey, come on. Okay. 11?
You're able to get a peek of a couple words.
Oh.
And it says, urgent deployment. On the title of one of the upper levels missions.
Sounds pretty serious.
That's all it says. That's all you can see, and then the other people stand in front of you, and you can't get any more view of it.
Before I get my hopes too high up, I'm going to turn and go back to my group with the paper.
And once you return back to the group, you show everybody else the paper, and our paper says, the title of our mission is The Battle of the Two Armies.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and you look at the details of the mission. You're being called to a farm out on the east side of the city. As always, you can take as much time as you need to, and then we'll get right to the mission. Anybody need to visit the library? That's a joke.
Okay, I'm just going to run to my room and grab my backpack with all of my things.
I'm stressing out. I'm freaking out.
I'm not afraid.
I'm gonna burst out of the room reading The Art of War.
I'm just trying to scanning it really fast.
Yeah.
I have a world building question.
Yeah. What is it?
So when we level up,
yeah,
do we just wake up with powers as like our little kids?
No. Leveling up is just like, you've learned new spells or new
abilities. So, like, throughout the classes?
In classes, yeah. And from this, you guys leveled up from doing these missions.
So, it's just, like, the classes that are that we don't talk about.
Yeah.
I go to my room and I get my big old sword in my sack pack, and I'm dragging my sword because I'm still drowsy. And I go back to the meeting place of the group.
Okay, are you guys ready to go to...
Okay.
Sorry.
You just brushed that shit off.
My head was glitching.
Okay, yeah, sure. Okay.
Are you guys ready to go to the mission?
Zero, you need to do more archery training?
Nah, man, but look at this. And then I can create frostbite and fire now. Than just fire.
Ooh, that's cool.
So I can like freeze my sword instead of this.
Todoroki.
That's sweet.
It's Todoroki.
Okay. You guys are to report to a farmer named Lemon.
Lemon?
Yeah.
He sounds like a valiant warrior.
Does he grow lemons?
No.
Or she.
He's gonna grow.
Their name is spelled LLEMYN.
Yemyon?
Lemon.
Yum yum.
Okay, so you guys take a stroll through the city eastward over to the farm.
Cobblestone paths.
To Lemon's farm. They have dirt.
Tightly. Roads. Okay, yeah.
And you get to Lemon's farm.
Okay, let's go to Lemon's house.
Yeah, you reach Lemon's house, and standing outside, it's a...
These kids, man.
Like a cut, G.
See, that's a lemon?
He's bald.
Yeah, no, I smack it.
Yeah. It's a lot like, do you guys remember Mech, the farmer? It just looks a lot like Mech's house. It's a ranch-style wooden farmhouse. Lemon steps out the front door and off the patio as you guys approach. Lemon is a bald elf man.
Yeah.
He's like late 70s.
Oh, geez. He's up there.
For elves, that's like...
Oh, yeah, he's an elf. My bad.
Slightly late middle age.
Yeah, before we get his earshot, I whisper to myself, like... Wow, he looks like a real lemon.
Does he have, like, wrinkles on his head like that? Like a lemon?
Sure. Yeah, we'll say he does.
You know how lemons have, like, uh-huh. Right?
He's got his name from Metricon.
Lemon Grab.
Lemon Grab. Lemon steps down off the patio and he greets you guys with a handshake. He holds his hand out to Zero first.
He greases
us? Me first?
Yeah,
greets.
I'll do
his handshake.
And he says, "A nice firm handshake. What a nice little boy you are."
I don't say anything back.
Well, welcome all of you. Are you responding to my...
I reach out to shake Lemon's hand as well.
He shakes
your hand. I run up and reach up my hand. Say hello, mister.
I assume you're responding to my call about the war.
Yes, it sounded like there was a big battle going on.
Yes, it's terrible. It's going on right now in my backyard.
In your backyard? How big is your backyard?
In my farm. It's a spanning farm that he owns.
It's a
cornfield. A field of maize.
Well, what kind of battle is this? Is this two armies? Like?
Yes, of course. It's two armies fighting against one another for control over my land.
So,
what are these armies?
Yeah. So they're fighting nothing because it's your land?
All I hear is there's a war and I want to go.
I can show you to it right now, actually. Would you care to follow me?
Is it safe?
Okay.
It's safe for right now, yes.
Okay.
They haven't started fighting yet. What time of day is it?
So, now 5 hours after sunrise.
Is it like 11?
It's approaching, it's 11.
It's 11.
They start fighting about noon every day.
Oh.
Lemon leads you guys through a little pathway in his field, and you get to this large opening in the middle of the field where there's no crops being grown. You've waded through a bunch of stalks of corn, and then you get to this opening, and it's like a rectangular space in the dirt where there's no crops being grown at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just dirt below your feet. And
how big is this rectangle?
It's very large. Like, it's huge. It's,
You're talking football field?
Yes, it's probably... Well, it's probably like a small soccer field.
Hmm.
Like, for younger kids. Okay. So it's that kind of shape. It's a rectangular shape. Opening in the fields.
I'm starting to question the big army as part of this.
Well, they haven't come out yet, but I assure you, the war is terrible, and it's been going on for so long.
Okay.
Okay.
You can't see either side right now because they're hiding. They don't like to show their faces before they start fighting.
Right.
You see, every single day these two sides of this war fight. And then, come nightfall, they send me their wounded, and I have to heal all of them.
Oh, wow.
It's terrible. They get wounded every day, and then I have to heal them every night, and it's terribly tiring. Mm-hmm. And I just need your help ending the war.
Well, so that who is fighting? Tell us.
You'll see them in a second.
In a second, you're
okay with them starting to fight?
I draw an arrow. I'm ready.
I lean over to the group and, like, kind of mumble, like, this guy got a... seem bonkers to you?
Guys, come on. There's a war coming.
On this tiny, almost soccer-sized field?
And?
Hold on. Quiet. I think I hear them coming.
I draw my bow. I'm ready.
You hear, like... that you feel the ground start to, like, very, very slightly tremble. You know what I mean?
Just for a fact.
I
keep going.
No, thank you. The ground begins a very soft tremble.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that, listeners?
And you can hear...
Sound effect. Sound design.
Post effect.
You hear stalks of corn being patted aside on two different ends of the clearing, and you can hear bodies moving through the corn on either side of the clearing. And then you stand there waiting to see, I don't know, some sort of army step out of each side.
Oh my gosh.
They're coming.
Here they come.
And you sit there quietly waiting for this to happen, and you look out, and on one side of the clearing, you see the very front corn stalks move to the sides, and out steps a very tiny garden gnome.
Yes!
just one?
One steps out first, and across the field, you see the corn parting. And out from the darkness between the corn steps a very small scarecrow.
Scarecrow?
It's like a little... it's just a small little hay doll scarecrow.
Flying scarecrow.
They both have...
A drone?
They both have terribly angry expressions on their faces. And they stare across the clearing at each other. The gnome and the scarecrow. And slowly they pace forward. They take no notice to you, because you're off to the side of the clearing. You watch as they step forward at each other across the entire clearing, taking very long because their legs are very short. And they reach each other. They stare into each other's eyes with very angry scowls. And the gnome reaches out a very stubby arm as if for a handshake, and the scarecrow lifts up his arm and smacks the gnome's arm aside. from where you are, you can hear very faint voices coming from them. You can't hear what they're saying from where you are, but they seem very angry at each other. And with very angry scowls, they both turn their backs to each other and trudge away back to either side of the clearing. And they disappear into the corn stalks. And then Lemon says to you guys, You see, they do that every day before they begin fighting.
Oh, wow.
I sheathed my arrow. I'm really disappointed.
Lemon, how... do you know when this... when did this start?
Probably a couple weeks ago. I didn't think anything of it back then. Because, you know, I thought they were pretty cute. And I came out here and I watched them fight just for fun.
Yeah, they are pretty cute.
But... then they started coming to me with all of their injured, and I have to sew the scarecrows back together, and I have to glue the ceramic of the gnomes back together every night.
Hey, Mr. Lemon?
Yeah?
Did those gnomes and scarecrows, were they always, like, alive?
Well, as far as I've had them, as long as I've had them, they've always done this.
Have they ever mentioned why they are so upset at each other?
Mentioned? I don't know. I've never spoken to them.
They just showed up at your doorstep? And
yeah, I've never spoken to them. They just show me they're injured, and I heal them.
Oh.
Okay. Well.
Is this battlefield clean, or is it like...
It has a dirt ground, but there's like...
stuffing
and scattered bits of hay across it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see little chips of ceramic in the dirt. Not a whole lot. It's not, like, littered, but it you can see an occasional piece.
Wait, now I have a question about world building.
What?
Is it a normal thing for garden gnomes and scarecrows to be alive?
No.
Not really normal.
Is that something?
Gnomes, I understand. I've never seen scarecrows come alive.
You've seen gnomes come alive? You've seen garden gnomes come alive?
Haven't you guys been to England?
What's that supposed
been
to
be? Been to England?
Yeah.
Nah, what?
What?
Dude, it's crazy. Anyways.
Well, can you stop them from fighting?
Well, I guess. We might want to figure out why they're fighting first and see if we can solve their problem.
This is the cutest thing I've ever seen. You don't just want to sit back and watch?
Well... I did for a while, but now it's so taxing to sew them together and glue them together every single night.
Well, you could train some of them to be their own medics.
Again, 10 bucks says the ceramics win. The gnomes.
I'm betting on the scarecrows.
All right.
Gnomes.
Crows.
Well, you guys could go talk to either side, and maybe you could reach an agreement.
Wait, did they not fight?
Not yet. They haven't fought for today yet.
First of all...
Guys, I have an idea. Let's split up. Two of us go talk to the scarecrows, and two of us go talk to the gnomes.
All right, Allison, you're with me. Let's go talk to the scarecrows.
So you guys decided that Zero and Onyx would go and talk to the gnomes. And Gen and Allison would go and talk to the scarecrows. So right now we'll join Zero and Allison. You guys are walking over.
Zero and Onyx.
Sorry. Oh my god. Zero and Onyx. You guys are walking over the over the field over to the to where the gnomes disappeared into the corn.
All right. Take it away, Onyx.
Okay, so can we see them? We're going.
They're hiding in the corn right now.
Okay, I start like loud whispering, gnomes.
You call them.
So a little gnome, the one that you saw earlier, peeks his head out and pushes the corn stalks aside and looks up at you, and they say, "Hey, hello, who are you?"
Oh my gosh, hi. my name is Onyx, and I'm also a gnome. So, like, huge fan of the gnomes. Love to be here. It's really
Wait,
great.
You're also a gnome?
Mm-hmm.
But how are you so big?
Well, I'm, like, a different kind of gnome.
How big are these gnomes? The garden gnomes?
They're, like, a foot. Oh. To maybe a foot and a half tall.
Alright, I squat down to this conversation.
What am I, like, almost 4 feet?
Yeah.
Movie magic improv right there.
What are you doing here?
We were actually sent here on a mission, but I just wanted to get to know you guys and like understand kind of like why you're fighting.
Are you here to join our forces?
Maybe. Yeah.
Alright, follow me then.
Team Gnome, always. Let's go.
Okay. And he leads you back about 10 feet through the corn into this small area where you come out of it and push a couple corn stalks aside, and you see this small little gnome leads you out and into an area where they have about 40 other garden gnomes standing there in the bottom of the corn stalks.
Do they all like turn and like look at
them? Yeah. They're all in small little groups, and you push the corn aside and they turn, everybody is facing you. Like 40 small little gnomes.
They just turn their whole body.
they don't have necks. The quick motion.
They don't have necks. And the one that greeted you says to them, "These people are here to join our cause."
Team Gnome!
Yeah, they all raise up one fist and cheer. Woo! Team Gnome.
So, will you both lead us in this fight?
Lead you?
If we have big people on our team, there's no way we could lose to the Scarecrows.
Well, what the Scarecrows do? To you?
They're savages.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yes.
Why?
What they do?
They're terrible. They like, I don't know, they get their hay everywhere, and they're just terrible. They're savages.
They scare away the birds,
yes,
probably.
We love the birds.
Right.
The birds are awesome.
Yeah, dude. These scarecrows, they come in and they try to get all the birds away. Wow. Us gnomes, we make friends with the birds and tell them not to eat the corn.
Do you know why they have, like, they don't like you?
Well, there's no reason for them not to like us. We're an amazing society of small little garden gnomes.
Right.
We just...
Yeah, it sounds like his scarecrows just came in and ruined everything.
Exactly, that's exactly what happened. We just sit here and we make friends with the birds and we keep this corn safe, but the scarecrows, they just do it. They're savages. They scare everything away and they ruin the fields.
That's it. What do you want me to do?
We need you to lead us.
You're not it?
What is this, a battle over land?
Over this field, yes.
Over this field?
Battle of attrition.
Mm-hmm.
Whose land was it first?
It's Lemon's.
Oh.
But we all fight to serve Lemon.
Really?
Yes.
Aww. That's cute.
Will you join us?
Yeah. Will
you
join?
Yeah. Sure.
Then we cut over to Allison and Ken walking into the Scarecrow's side. The same Scarecrow parts the little corn, the corn stalks, and they peek their head out and they say,
"Hello?
Hey there, little guy. Hey, what's your name?
Who are you?"
I'm Allison, and this is Gen. We're here. We just want to know what's going on. We saw you slap that gnome.
Yeah, I hate that guy.
Why is that? We heard that you guys fight here every day.
We fight every day. We've been waging this war for my whole lifetime.
I know gnomes are pretty bad. I understand why you'd want to fight them. But was there anything that started it or anything like that?
I can't just tell you. If you want to come meet the army, our Scarecrow army, I can introduce you and, I don't know, maybe you'd like to join.
Yeah,
let's go check it out.
You guys wade through the corn a little bit and they lead you to a small area where they have about 40 of these small little Scarecrow hay dolls assembled. Small Scarecrows.
Do they have little mini pitchforks?
They have like they have twigs.
Oh.
They have small twigs.
cute. I'm kind of amazed by these little dudes. So I'm going to run over and, like, inspect one of them. I'm going to, like, lift his arm up and be like, whoa, man, you packing a lot in the bicep area. got a lot of hand there. Quite the build.
Thanks, man. I've been working on, you know, I packed it full of hand. I've been working really hard in this war. I've been sent to the infirmary, like, 4 times.
My man, a true warrior.
So strong.
And the leader, the one that greeted you initially, turns to you guys and they say,
yeah, you know, we've been fighting this war against the gnomes for, like, I don't know, like, years, maybe.
Wow.
Those gnomes, they're terrible. Mm-hmm. I can't stand them. You know, they just let the crows in. They let all the birds into this field, and
mm-hmm.
the birds just eat the corn. Like, how are you supposed to protect the corn when you're letting the things that eat the corn?
Yeah, you guys are the true protectors. Yeah, you ward off all the enemies.
You scare them away. Like, do you see?
It's pretty valiant, I think.
You see how scary George is over there?
And he points to another scarecrow that's, like, identical to him. And George is like,
I look over, and as soon as he starts doing that, I jump back a little bit because it's so frightening.
Sorry, it's scary like that, but, like, yeah, George is really scary.
He is scary, dude.
If I were a bird, I would not want to be anywhere.
I wouldn't want to be going against you guys.
We keep this corn safe. Actually, do you guys want to join us? We could really use some help fighting the gnomes. With your help, we might win this war.
Here's my deal. When it comes to backyard battles like so, I'm more of a commander, less of a soldier. So I'll step on as a tactics man.
Exactly. No, that's what we need. We need commanders.
I have spells, and I could help out with that.
That would be so helpful. I mean, like, we've been fighting this whole war, and we've never had a commander. We just all run in and start whacking So, having you guys for tactics might be really helpful.
I think.
Alright. I guess we'll help you guys out. Awesome. But you have to commit your loyalty to us as your leaders.
Of course.
We will get you the victory in this land, and you'll prove yourselves the lemon.
You know what? Scarecrows, assemble!
And all of them stand into two different units. They divide in half into two different rectangular-shaped units standing in front of Allison and Gen. George, the one that he pointed downstairs, stands in the middle of all of them, in between the two groups, and the leader of the Scarecrows is like,
all right, George, which one of you big people wants George in your unit?
I'll take George.
All right, George, you're going with the big lady.
And George goes, steps into place. And then the captain stands in place in your unit. Over on the gnome.
What's the captain's name?
The captain doesn't have a name.
All right.
They call him Cap.
Nice to meet you, Cap.
Remember in Shrek when Gingerbread Man was small and he would go
and then he turned into somebody?
Yeah, that's definitely what I'm imagining right now.
I'm thinking of Romeo and Juliet.
Oh my god.
I forget so much of that movie, but
you don't want to know.
We cut over to the gnomes, and the gnomes are like, so you'll lead us. You'll be our commanders in this war.
Yes.
Yes. Amazing.
We will. And,
the gnome says, gnomes, assemble! And then they split into two groups, almost identical to what the scarecrows did, and half stand in front of Onyx and half stand in front of Zero. The captain falls into place with one of the groups and says,
these are your groups. These are all your troops that you will command. By noon, we charge the field, and we will wipe the ground with those scarecrows.
So they have sticks. They have weapons?
I don't know if you want them to have weapons. I was thinking they just, like, punch the scarecrows.
Yes.
They catapult each other.
The gnomes do?
I was trying to think of what button gnomes would have.
Yeah, I just don't know.
They could get
they
like
throw
some
corn.
What did it have?
Corn
scared
they get corn, shoot slingshots with corn.
Corn
with corn, like little kernels?
Yeah, no, yeah, that's yeah, it. That's corn. It. They have like slingshots, yeah, with corn kernels.
You can get like a line of those guys on your back defenses just shooting.
Gnomes!
No!
Today we fight for not just ourselves, but for every gnome out there.
Today we go into battle.
Oh, here, let's
with
do
great
this.
Pride.
And then
so make a short speech.
You
want to
go first?
No, no.
Make a short speech and then roll a charisma check.
God.
All right. Or roll performance, a performance check.
All right. Alright, so they all lined up like little soldiers behind me.
Commander Zero! Your troops are ready. And they're all standing in a circle around you. Some are in front of you and they make a circle around you. There's 20 gnomes in your troop unit.
I put my hands behind my back. Was that like the general or whatever the group that just said that? Or, like the commander?
Just somebody.
And I say it back. My troops usually salute me when they talk to me.
They all, some are in front, some are behind you. They all face forward and put their arms up to their temples.
That's better, men. And then I start pacing back and forth with my arms behind my back. And I say, today, we fight for the birds. We fight for the chance to give gnomes the respect they want.
Yeah!
And then I say, men, do you know why the Scarecrow failed at being a comedian?
No, sir!
Because his jokes were too corny.
Aha, sir!
Aha, sir!
Make a charisma roll.
Lol,
performance,
sir.
Sorry.
15.
17.
Your troops are very rallied by this speech. They're very ready to fight, so you have a good morale bonus to start off. Or whoever wants to go next can go.
Troops! Kneel with me.
Yes, sir! All those scarecrows take little knees.
Men, women, non-binary scarecrows, whatever you are.
None of us are binary!
Good. Today, we are fighting over land that we deserve. We are the ones who can do the better job of defending Lemon's Farm from the outsider beasts. And your enemies today are trying to be friends with those beasts, and so that means they're only more and more your arch nemesis, so you have to give your whole, you have to put your lives on the line today.
Yeah!
Right, men and women and non-binaries, scarecrows.
Yeah!
Right. Today we're gonna fight for Lemon.
For Lemon. Make her roll.
Oh no!
What's your bonus?
None.
Oh no!
They're.
I got a 3, by the way, listeners.
Yeah, they're motivated by it, but
But they're.
Some are, like, just not ready to fight. Like, some are still grabbing their little twigs to fight with, and they're, like, getting everything set. So they some weren't really listening.
Cap, a word.
Yes? What is it?
I'm going to entrust my very powerful throwing knife to you.
This knife is like the size of my whole head.
You can handle it.
Can you does lift it up? Does it
he
look like
it.
Him holding the greatsword?
Yes. Yeah. Comparatively, it's a gnome holding a knife with both of his hands.
Cap, you're my best.
A scarecrow.
Yeah, scarecrow.
Oh, sorry, my bad. Yeah, it's a scarecrow holding a knife.
Cap,
like a greatsword.
You're my strongest warrior, and they're gonna need you out there today.
Thank you, Commander.
Do your best.
Yes, sir.
Godspeed.
He falls back in place. is very
on
gnomes.
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 Friends.
Gnomes.
Gnomes.
Gnomes. Gnomes. Gnomes.
I look over at my group that's all in vines, and now.
Yeah.
And I just look over to her, to...
They're all jumping up and down. Onyx.
Onyx's group, and they're all just going crazy. Mm-hmm.
We fight for the future of this land, that it may be prosperous in our little ceramic and rock hands.
Yeah!
Today, we fight for gnomes!
Gnomes!
Yeah! Okay, that was it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you got some speeches.
What's your performance?
Six. Performance?
You're a bard, it should be high.
Wait, it's performance up. Oh, plus eight! Okay, I got an eight.
Yeah,
Or?
Your gnomes are very well, ready to fight this fight.
Yeah, we're gnomes.
They're excited. Right. They feel capable.
Oh,
and Allison?
My fellow scarecrows, this is our last stand.
They're all confused because you said fellow. You're not a scarecrow.
Scarecrows, listen, this is our last stand. This one's for all the marbles. You see those little dirty gnomes over there?
They're behind the gourd. We can't see them yet.
Just imagine how dirty and little they are.
Yeah, they're so dirty!
They don't know what's about to hit them. What's his name?
George.
George. The really scary scarecrow. And then I'm going to use Minor Illusion to make his voice just extremely
loud.
Oh,
my God. Okay.
That's a cantrip. Do you want me
to roll? No, you're good.
And then can I do an intimidation check on any birds in the nearby area?
Yeah, you're all good. 16
plus... minus one, so 15.
George lets out this gnarled scream, and it echoes through the cornfield, and you see a couple birds fly off in the distance.
You see that, George? We scare off the birds better than any other! Come on! Scarecrows!
Scarecrows!
13 plus minus one.
Okay, yeah, they're ready to fight.
It's like the gnomes hear like a T-Rex roar and things.
Yeah. Okay, so we're gonna commence combat in the order of our commander's charisma. So that means that Onyx is gonna go first. Onyx, what is your first move for your troops in this combat?
We're gonna hide behind some corn. I'm gonna dash into the corn.
Okay, and hide in the corn?
Yes.
Make a stealth check.
Good. 19 plus 4.
You're very well concealed in this. In these stalks of corn in the middle of the battlefield. I forgot to mention, there are a couple small gaps of corn stalks in the middle of the battlefield, about at the halfway mark, and there's enough there to conceal one of the units of troops. So you hide. And now we move to Gen.
Scarecrow, we advance.
Yeah, you can move one more. Okay, well, what action are you taking? Gen advances his troops forward behind one of the, groups of corn stalks in the middle of the battlefield.
We will defend.
Alright, and then we move to Zero's troop.
So you can move as much as you want?
You can move up to three units.
You can have this.
If you dash, you can move up to six. Yes, that's good.
Wow. Okay, pass. I'm defending.
Allison.
No, dash was the...
Dash.
Damn it, I'm dashing.
yeah, I'm gonna move my troops there.
Mm-hmm.
In line with my fellow commander.
Do I have a range attack then?
No, I'll say that they're all melee.
And then I'm gonna guard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Onyx. Command your troops.
Why are you so surprised?
Is it guard attacking?
No. It's if someone attacks him, then he attacks them.
No, it's not even if they attack me. If they move next to me.
If they are
you move next to me, I attack.
That's the nine.
Four?
The nine number you
have. Yeah, okay.
You're four and your troop.
Got it.
All right, so what do you do?
Can I attack the same time as guardian?
No. Because attack is an action and guard is an action.
Oh, the same time.
Oh, wait. Allison is guarding? No, Allison's troop will attack first because they're guarding.
Oh, brother.
Okay.
Somebody.
And it's within what?
Once.
No, I'm going to stay in the corn, hidden. Oh, I'm still hidden.
Okay.
And I'm going to... defend. No. Guard.
Okay, make another stealth check.
How we do it in the gnome side.
Yeah! That was a 10 plus 4.
Okay,
what's the bonus?
You guys are concealing.
The bonus is morale.
For that check, it's just Onyx's bonus.
It's just a
stealth bonus. Now we go
to... Shush all the gnomes.
Again. Yeah, they all stay quiet.
Advance, scarecrows! And we will attack.
Make a stealth check if you're trying to go secretly through the corn.
Yeah, give it a whirl.
That's pathetic, scarecrows.
What? Hey.
What? You dirty little bastards.
Oh my god. 10.
10 total?
Yes.
We didn't go too stealthily through the,
yeah.
The grass.
We didn't hear the corn.
Gen's group is trying to sneak attack through the corn at Zero's group, but Zero, you can just see them wading through. You can see Gen, because he's so tall, he's just wading through the corn, approaching you.
And we attack.
Yeah, make an attack. And then, you roll defense.
20?
Yeah, roll d20 and add 9.
Who goes for it? Same time?
Same time.
Same time.
Like fucking, sorry, like a...
War. Two.
Like
Bark,
a...
War.
Fucking, no, like a...
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Beyblades.
Oh, yeah, Beyblades.
3.
No!
Defender 1?
Yeah.
Okay, nothing happens.
28!
Your troops clash, but now your groups are in contact, and... the gnomes and the scarecrows were clashing, and the gnomes defended the attack.
I got a 19, you got a 14.
Mm-hmm.
We should probably say what we roll for the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should probably start doing that, yeah.
Yeah, 0 won the defense. Now we move to Zero's turn.
So wait, he doesn't lose any troops because of that?
No.
He was striking, so you just kind of defended
him. And now it's your turn, and you are in contact with him.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to move away, you have to disengage or risk taking an attack.
I ain't raised no wimps.
You can attack.
You didn't raise these guys. We found them in this
You don't know what I did with these
They're
soldiers.
Dirty.
Oh my god.
So Zero's going to turn around and tell his troop to attack Gen's troop, who is right next to him.
I hope you didn't do it.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
All right, troops, line up. And we do like a lineup like in the Civil War where all the troops line up, and then we're all going to shoot our little
slingshots
at you.
They're so short, they're basically melee weapons, though.
Yeah, yeah
they're ranged.
They go 2 feet. Alright, ready?
Go ahead.
3, 2, 1.
They just throw the
thing. Oh, God.
Oh, God. I got a 6.
You got a 2.
But so, Zero's...
You'd have 15 on it.
Zero's group wins the attack by
oh,
a small margin. So, again, you have to take 2 BR points worth of damage off of you for bad start. You can take it in the form of scarecrows or to your person. So how are you taking it?
To the squad.
To the troops, I guess.
Okay, a couple scarecrows fall as the gnomes unleash their slingshots on them. And now we move to Allison.
Gruesome war.
Allison, go ahead.
Unleash hell.
I guess to expedite it, let's just do the units.
Okay.
You start doing, like, mage fireballs at the...
I shoot three magic missiles.
We can destroy this whole field in 2 seconds.
You can just take out a sword and just swipe.
Yeah, let's just do the troops.
Yeah, I like that, too. It's more honorable. Yes. Is there anything, like, support that I can do to against troops?
If you are attacking next to... one of your own, or like an ally unit, mm-hmm. you get advantage. Okay. If they're defending and you're next to them, they get advantage on the defense.
I don't know that she's there, though, right?
You don't.
Okay.
You don't know that Onyx is hiding in the corn.
Corn. Yeah, you don't know that. Wait. This character's right there.
I was right here, yeah?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
And then...
All right. Onyx is... So, Allison moved... next to the opposite corn patch, next to Gen, who is standing in the corn patch right now, in the other corn patch. Since you moved adjacent to Onyx's unit, mm-hmm. Onyx, who was guarding, can make an attack on you right now.
I can't do anything about it.
Do you want to do that?
Yes.
You can't do anything about it.
Rask or flask, dude.
Go ahead and do your attack.
So my troop is just there.
Oh god! Suddenly,
yeah, on your back, on your flank. Onyx comes out.
My right flank. Get on.
You roll.
Oh,
awesome.
These are
12 to 7.
Besting us right
so
now.
So Onyx's attack deals 2.
Doesn't he have a advantage?
No.
Because we're trying
right next to him.
We're adjacent.
Wait, oh, no, we're getting
it.
Just,
does it
we're
even
getting
out?
No, no, no.
You don't.
It evens out, right?
What do you mean?
Because stealth is...
Yeah, we'll just say that it's that. So you lose 2 BR points. Onyx is silent hunters.
Can I just...
laced up their slingshots and shot out of the corn at Allison's flank.
Yes. Yeah. A score of scarecrows fall.
No.
A score?
Yeah.
All 20 of your scarecrows are dead.
Oh no! No.
So it's like 8 of them.
Hay was everywhere.
I put out Art of War and I start scrolling through the page.
This never happened in the book.
I didn't say anything about the scarecrows.
Okay, Onyx, it's your turn again, so you can make another attack.
Oh,
or
shoot.
You can do whatever you want.
Oh,
get him.
Oh.
Get him.
We attack.
Okay.
Right.
And then Onyx's group is going to make another attack. Roll for it, both of you.
Who are you attacking?
We move forward to the con. You.
A turn.
Allison, you roll two. You're defending.
Oh, no.
Nine.
Yes!
I got a 2 and Allison got a 16.
So that's 11, and that's... Your bonus is 7.
All right, nothing
happens.
But nothing happens, right?
Yes, nothing happens because the defender won.
Defense.
Again, your troop.
Hoorah!
If you attack, you'll have advantage because you're next to Allison's group.
We attack.
Zeros.
Actually, you don't want it, man.
No, I think...
I want the smoke.
I might have this wrong. I think they have to... like, Allison's group would also have to be adjacent to Zeros. So you don't get the bonus right now.
Then I'm going to guard and not attack Zero's unit.
Wait, if he guards...
You're currently engaged
with
their units.
I'm going to defend.
You have to defend.
Okay, no, he can defend. He can't guard, but he can defend.
I defend.
Shield wall.
Yeah, those characters come up with a hay shield.
It's like woven.
I lay my sword down and
Zero, go ahead.
Everyone. Just huge wall.
So are they attacking each other now? Onyx and
Allison have
were engaged
turns. They are engaged.
Okay, then I will move. Can I move adjacent to both of them?
You have to disengage. Yeah. Oh wait, did you?
You would have to disengage from. Actually, you'd still be adjacent to Gen's group, so you can move into the middle of everyone if you want. You can do a risky maneuver and move into the middle of every other unit right now.
Wait, so I'm in the middle of...
Right now,
everyone.
You're only next to Gen's group, but you could move where you're in contact with every group.
Dude, the more you gotta risk it, you know? You gotta go all in. I'll do that.
And then, are you gonna
attack?
Did you read the report?
Okay.
None of this is here!
You quoted it directly!
Oh, you're saying I was... You're saying I'm doing a good thing.
Wait, did your friend reading it before I did?
No.
Wait. So am I allowed to attack Allison or not?
Yes, you can attack Allison.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing
and
that.
You're close enough.
Allison has advantage?
No.
Oh,
19? Oh,
plus, actually, yes. Both of you have advantage.
Okay,
so
roll again.
Both roll again.
Well, 20?
No.
Oh, Allison got one better.
He wins.
No, you got 19.
What
I got 19, but mine's plus 7.
Minus
2.
Did you get an 18?
You got an 18. So
mine's plus 2.
So yeah, zero wins.
Oh my gosh.
Allison's troop loses 2 more points.
No!
I'll take that to myself.
Okay.
So now I'm
you're down to 5 of those.
Oh no!
If you lose any more points, you're going to have to make a morale check in order to stay in the battle.
Know
your friends. Because you'll be below half your initial starting value.
Oh dear. Alright, is it my turn?
Yes, Allison's turn.
Okay, is there any way I can join forces with Gen's troops and we make one big, like I just add my battle units to his?
No.
Oh.
You can't really do that.
Dang it.
Because
you win.
I could turn the tide.
Oh, you die.
I could have turned the tide.
Man, our speech is a
Starfall. Yeah, I guess I'll go ahead. I'm engaged with... Wait, am I engaged with both?
You're engaged with both. Everyone's engaged.
If you do the disengage action,
engaged.
You can get away from both.
Oh my god, but me and Gen.
Yeah, I'm gonna attack her.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna attack. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm engaged, and because I get. Oh wait, do I not get disadvantage because she's not there? Ah.
You
yes.
don't. You don't get advantage.
Yeah,
you
we'll
get
just go for.
She
go for
gets
it.
Advantage.
What's happening?
Oh. I'm attacking Onyx's battalion.
Onyx defending will get advantage because she's adjacent to Zero's.
Oh, that wasn't the smartest move on my part. But
gotta be aggressive. Oh, got a 19 again.
No, you don't have to beat a 19. You have to get...
Okay.
So wait, what was your better number?
15
which is
plus 2.
15
so
plus 9.
Plus 9.
Plus 9.
9?
Battle VR bonus.
Battle roll.
Bro!
I'm sorry, I don't know.
So mine's 19 plus 5?
Does the farmer have some dogs?
What?
So you tie.
Whose dogs are
they?
We tied.
Allison and Onyx
who's tied.
So nothing happens. It's a line of contention.
A stalemate.
Yeah.
It's a stalemate. We're going
Onyx, now it's your turn.
I will probably stand up.
So you can make a rebuttal to Allison's push.
I'm going to inspire my troops and yell, charge, and we're going to attack.
Oh, God.
Okay, yeah, roll again.
Oh, I'm ready.
Onyx, you get advantage.
17.
Does not matter. Does
yeah,
not
Allison's
matter.
Troop. Allison's troop gets decimated by.
Oh,
28.
That's a 28 compared to your. What did you roll?
Doesn't matter.
No,
it was 10 or more.
Why?
Because then you.
No, it was more than
10.
It wasn't 18.
No,
it was more than 10.
It was more than 10.
Wins. It was. All right, then Allison's troops get completely decimated.
Wait, is he has no troops at all?
I think he might be out. You lose 5 BR points, which is all of your remaining points.
No.
No!
Yeah, Onyx is... slingshots the gnomes.
Flying through the head.
Where's George? Who's George? George is...
No,
you see George is like...
George gets struck in the chest by a corn kernel getting shot by one of the gnomes.
Super dramatically,
yeah.
It falls down.
George goes.
It's like the gingerbread man, but he got really big and then falls down.
I catch him and I'm holding him in my arms. I'm just like, oh, George, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and you drag him backwards on the corn.
Stay with me, man.
I'm getting hit by
kernels. Allison's troops are forced to retreat with all of their wounded and they exit the battlefield. They retreat back into the corn stalks behind them where they emerged from.
The art of war couldn't save me.
Again, you get a turn.
Jesus Christ, 17.
We're attacking.
What? You rolled before you
should
have
said
what you
were doing before. Wait, Allison, roll a d20.
None.
Okay, never mind. If you got a 20, I was going to keep you in the battle.
Okay, I'm attacking Colin.
Yeah, roll...
Zero.
Roll once.
Zero's unit.
Yeah.
Mine's 16 plus 9.
Then I'm still just... up by 1. I have 7 points left.
Alright. So I take 2.
So wait, Gan won the attack?
Yes. What'd you roll? A 17?
Yeah.
Plus
Gan is
what?
Still...
Plus 7.
Damn.
Gan is still in the corn stalks, attacking the kneel point of Zero's forces and wipes... 2 BR points.
No. Wait. What were you gonna say?
He gets 2 BR points off of you.
Yeah, okay, sorry. I thought you were gonna say, my bad.
No,
I
mean,
I thought you were gonna say 2 gnomes die.
They kill a couple gnomes.
No.
Oh, you're taking it off of you.
I dramatically jump in front and take the 2 stick hits to my back.
Yeah.
Take
you get poked by
two
a couple
little
twigs.
Guys just poking out.
Scarecrows
on that.
Yeah! Alright. That was again zero. You can make a rebuttal.
I mean, I'm attacking on.
I'm a bubble.
No strategy in this fight. It's just attacking over and over.
Wait, is she next to me?
Oh!
Not adjacent.
Critical.
Yeah.
I got a 19.
Zero had a critical.
Zero rolled a 1, so Zero loses the attack. It's pretty bad.
Is that...
You got...
No, nothing happens.
Brilliant defense, Scarecrows. Matt,
on
I mean, Cap, show them what you can do.
All right.
Who's Cap?
My leader.
Oh.
My
Scarecrow leader.
Captain America.
Don't move the corn.
What do we call Cap? Then America.
Cap.
No, it's not America.
Get Jason to us. Yeah.
Wait, how should I?
You can do that.
Or what?
I'll just put it there. Oh. Yeah, that's good. Whatever.
Get him.
All right, I'm coming into this clash of armies, and I'm going to attack.
Get him.
Okay, Onyx, you get advantage because you're adjacent to Zero and Gen.
Oh, that's good.
Watch this, Allison. This is for our fallen Scarecrows.
Roll again, Onyx.
Oh yeah, I get advantage. Pain
of this offense of a lifetime.
Oh my god!
Did you roll again?
17?
Yep. Plus
18?
18. 18.
Plus 7?
Plus
7. Onyx. Yeah, we lost.
Yeah.
We lost.
Oh my god.
Gen's troops are very well rallied. They
have this slice and
their shield wall is holding.
They're gonna get a boost to morale because they've been defending so well and
yes.
So powerful.
What's that do?
If they would be forced to retreat or make a morale check, then they just get another bonus to stay in.
Yes, good job, man.
Again, your troops can move again.
Again.
If you attack where you are, one group will get disadvantage. You will get disadvantage because they are together.
I couldn't find my pen earlier. It is on my ear. Disengaging. You running away, Scarecrows?
That's a good question. Are you disengaging
or guarding?
What you gonna do?
I'm just gonna guard.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Gan got away from Zero's group successfully.
Yeah.
Yay.
So is he still in combat with that?
Yes, so if you guard, it's only gonna be from Zero, but if you defend, it will impose disadvantage on whoever attacks you next.
Defend!
Okay, and then Onyx. Or sorry, Zero, you can go.
I can move just right back up to him, right?
You can move
and
3. If 3 gets you close enough.
Yeah, you can touch it at 3, I think.
Yes.
I mean, I'd be move like that.
Yeah, go ahead. You can try and move stealthily and roll a stealth roll.
No.
Okay. Just go ahead and roll an attack with advantage.
Doesn't he have advantage on defending too?
Wait, he guarded.
He does have advantage.
No, he defended.
Oh, sorry, sorry. You both just roll normal.
Okay.
Your advantage is taken away
by
his
disadvantage. Yeah, so
we're just going once. Yes.
Okay, cool. I'm one. 15, it's under 10.
Okay, again, you lose 2. Be honest. Make a morale check.
Let's go, man. Oh,
no. Did
you roll a natural 1?
I rolled a 1.
Gen's troops, none of them want to fight this fight anymore. They've watched Allison's troops of scarecrows take tremendous hits and retreat back into the corn, and now they've been just pounded by the gnomes, and they want to retreat as well.
You hear that? Your beautiful military tactics scared them.
Gen, yeah! You can take them out of the fight if you want, or you can keep trying.
Wait, isn't it Onyx turn?
I'm just letting Gen decide.
Oh.
Keep trying.
Alright. Onyx. Now it's Onyx's turn.
Never surrender.
Don't give up. Scarecrows.
Okay, I guess I'll just attack.
Yeah, and you'll get advantage this time.
Get it.
Oh, Tori.
Gotcha. 9-2.
It's a loss already. It's a loss already.
What'd you get?
14. And Onyx's troop unleashes their slingshots once more on Gen. Gen's scarecrows take
once
corn kernel after corn kernel. There's hay shooting out of the scarecrows. It's crazy.
Once more. This war takes another life.
Ow, ow, ow.
And I think you can roll and try to keep them in. You're at 3 BR.
Well, okay, we're pulling out. We retreat.
Yeah.
We surrender.
The scarecrows surrender to the gnomes, and the gnomes stand triumphant this day.
The gnomes win! No!
We form a huge huddle.
You guys are all in
No.
You got a breakdance circle.
Oh my god, yeah, one of the gnomes is spinning on his top.
Yeah, the gnomes are very good at breakdancing. So that is the end of the war. The war has finally come to a conclusion. The gnomes have won the battle, and
can we walk out and shake their hands?
If you want to, yeah.
Everyone line up!
Yeah, it's like the end of a soccer match.
Yeah,
that's what I'm playing. Yeah, someone walk out and just say, good match, guys.
It's a bunch of crippled scarecrows crawling.
Yeah, gnomes are on crutches with, like, broken legs.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My god.
And Lemon comes out and watches you guys shake hands and stuff. And he's like, that was a really good fight today. Now, scarecrows, I'm so sorry that you lost, but I'd love to welcome you to my front yard. You guys can guard the front yard, and we'll let the gnomes guard the rest of the yard.
You hear that, George?
The cornfield. George! George is excited for the front yard.
Let's go, guys!
Yeah.
Bring him towards the
You're gonna have to like carry all of the scarecrows.
Carry all.
Lemon, just this one last time. Would you be able to repair these guys?
Of course, yes.
Okay, thank you.
I know that it won't happen again. And so the rest of the day is filled with you guys helping Lemon sew the scarecrows back together. Onyx uses her sewing skills and helps the scarecrows, and then
skills.
Zero and Gen are trying to glue the ceramic pieces of the gnomes back together, but it's like a puzzle because you found all the scattered pieces and you're trying to match them with the ceramic.
Alright, who's got a blue hat?
they all have the same hat.
I've got a right hand thumb.
Yeah, a broken arm on the ground just raises his
hand. And that's the end of your guys' day with the gnomes.